We are up to the Chesam Beis, the very bottom line. Who gave it the last few words? Chesam Beis. Of Zion, when we had, she said, give the money to somebody else. There, she initiated the conversation. Here is he initiating, and she's responding. So how do we interpret her responses? Is it a response where she's amenable, or she thinks you're crazy, and she's just fobbing him off, brushing him off? I would go with a person, that because Mazbin, he was selling chumri pesreichli. He was selling a necklace made out of tin buttons. Also, he eats, it came along a woman, Omrele, she said, havli chachucha. She did not discuss kedushin. She just said, give me one strand. Amala, he said to her, if I give you one strand, mikadeshesli, will you marry me? Will you be engaged to me with this strand? Amala, she said, hava mera, give. So she's not responding to his request about marriage. She's just saying, just give. Amarav chama, kol hava mehava, lav kulmu. What do you think she's saying? Leave me alone, just give it to me. Okay, so there was no condition involved whatsoever. Fine. Another case, a guy was a person that because chamre bechanus, was drinking wine in the store. Also, he eats. It came along a woman. She said to him, "Havli chad kosa, give me one cup of wine." Amalo, he said, "Iyahiv nilach mekadeshesli. If I will give it to you, will you mekadesh me?" Amalo, she said, "Ashkui ashkin, you drink. Tomorrow's gemara we're going to have. Rav used to give malchus, and people used to get married kedushin without shiduchim, without discussing it beforehand. So all of these cases are examples where people. I mean, strangest thing." You meet a woman there, you never had a conversation with her before. Hello, you want to marry me?
Yeah, but she says, give. You could interpret that she means yes.
No, then she would have said, either she would have said yes, or she said, just give once. We'll see, give once, how it works. There is a very famous question that you always have to wonder, why is it when a man says to a woman, "Hadi at mekudeshet, you're mekudeshet me with this ring," doesn't she say yes? Why doesn't she answer? She's just quiet, and we have to use a pulpo shtika koida. Let her say yes. Just like he has to say something, let us say.
He's making a statement, he's not asking you a question.
Yeah, he's making a statement. She has to. Why is she saying that? Why do we structure it, the whole chuppah, the condition, in a way that she does not do anything? Wouldn't it have been better that she says yes?
Well, if she puts a finger out to get the ring.
Still not saying yes. You have to interpret. Don't interpret, say.
Uh-huh.
Okay, this is a fodder for Rabbanim in the Drosha by Chasna. Anyway, Rabbi Chama says, drink means she's ignoring his request. She just says, give me the wine. Okay, Ahugavra, case number three, is a person that Kashodi Tamra Medikla, he was knocking down dates from a tree. Asa, he said, a woman was going by. Amalei Shadli Tarti, can you throw me down two dates as well? Amala Isha Dinalach Mikadashli. If I will throw you down two dates, will you marry me? Would that be the engagement, these two dates? Good point. I don't know.
This is actual facts that happened.
No. Taisa says, Taisa, some of these are, but it says, give me three examples. One is food, one is drink, right? The date, and one is jewelry. Come on. And all three doesn't work.
But they're all simple examples which don't make sense.
I know, so, but what's the yeah. Look at Taisa. Really good question. Taisa, the second day on top. Call Ashkui. Hanach Tlas Uvdi, these three examples, Itzich, we need Lashmin, teach you the Beshumdov in any matter, any more than help. Loibin, Chila, food, Nachti, drink, Leishamili. Why you need that doesn't explain. If you told me it doesn't work by food, okay, food, maybe she's hungry and she's just a give. Once you give me an example, say by the necklace, you know, so we know for everything else.
See, if you'd say that you're saying the halakha without quoting an example.
What do you mean?
It's hyperbole,
whatever it is. Hypothetical. So what? But it doesn't say that it was.
Each one of these happened.
Yeah. But the Gemara doesn't have to throw. What? I'm sure it happened many other times. I'm going to have to tell each case. Taisa the guy, by the way, each case is different. Definitely not. Unless he gives a different answer. Of course not. So what you know you don't. But Taisa bothered that question, obviously, and he gives a hesbit that each one is different. But why would you think if I knew only by one, I wouldn't know the other? It doesn't explain. Anyway, weiter. Omra, he said, Azvi, kol shadimiji lav kulmu, throw, means nothing. Iboilu, what about instead of saying it twice, she said have. Instead of saying give, she said give me. Or ashki, give me the drink, without saying drink. Or shadi, throw down a date. Instead of saying throw, just say throw. Mahu, how do we interpret that? Does that mean she acquiesces? Or does it mean that she's still ignoring him and say, just give me the drink? without saying it twice.
It's a matter of interpretation.
Oh, it's a machlekes. Ravina said, is saying it only once. She's taking him up seriously on his proposal. And I've some baraksama taga de malka. The way Rashi learns, I swear in the crown of the king, ain't a mekadeshes. She's not mekudesh. Others say that even if it would have been a crown of a king that she's asking for, and he says, I'll give it to you if you get engaged to me, and she says, give, she's still not mekudeshes. Behilchasa ain't a mekudeshes. We followed up some baraksa, she's not mekudesh. Talking about hilchasa, let's finish. Behilchasa shiroi like tzichoshuma. The halach is that Zaydens does not need, we pass like Rabba, that Zaydens does not need to be assessed. The hilchasa like Rabba Loza, and the halach like Rabba Loza says, if a man gives a woman $100, he's mekudesh to me, and he gives her $1, she's mekudesh straight away with the condition that he has to give the balance, either 99 or 100, the two opinions, the semed tzos. And the hilchasa like Rabba Nachman, halach like Rabba Omer Nachman, who said before that if you give a, I said, I promise to give you $100, but I don't have the money right now. Here's a pledge in my security. I'll give it to you. Mon enkan, mashkin enkan. She's not.
If Eli has to give her the $100, not 99, right? Does she have to give the $1 back?
The machlekes is when he gave her $1, is that a down payment? Or is that the kinyan and the $100 is the tanai? How do we understand the whole thing? For example, if I buy a field for $1,000 and I give you $10 now, what's this $10? Is this $10, how do you understand it? Is this $10 part payment, the rest is a halva? Or is this $10 the kinyan? And I still owe you $1,000. How do we understand the idea of a nominal sum? And machleik is the nachrin. Now, big machleik is the shayinim. It's very relevant. Maybe we'll just look part of it. Machleik is, okay, why does the Gemara say v'hilchasa shiroi letzicha? All the other halachas, we name the person who said it. The halacha like Abelazah, the halacha like Rav Nachman. Oh, here, the Gemara said v'hilchasa karaba. Like, we don't assess the thing before you, you know, if he says, I'm giving you something worth, valuable, that's it. Why he says v'hilchasa shiroi? So the Rishonim want to say that it's only limited to shiroi that Rabba says, only to silk that Rabba says, that you don't need to give an evaluation. But when it comes to a diamond ring or a jewelry, you must give evaluation to Rabba. Why should shiroi be different? So the Rambam learns shiroi is different because a woman wants it regardless. She likes nice clothes better than anything else. She doesn't care what it's really worth, even if it's really worth 50. And she's happy because it makes me look nice. That's the main thing that she worries about. So therefore, Rambam says it's good enough. Comes to jewelry, the most important thing is, so what is it really worth? And therefore, she doesn't really know. Not Mekudesh. That's how the Rambam learns. The Bein Tam learns differently. And this is the reason why we don't use a diamond ring and why we're so careful to make sure the gold ring has nothing on it. The Bein Tam says that when it comes to clothing, a woman who we don't know, but a woman generally knows the value of a dress. They look at a dress, they touch the fabric, they can tell you in a minute if this is a cheap little dress or if it's valuable. To me, and I look at it, it looks beautiful. And then I find that's $10. But to me, it all looks the same, right? They know. So Shirai, they have a general idea. So therefore, even if you don't give them an assessment, they know roughly what it's worth. Jewelry, no one knows what jewelry is worth. So therefore, jewelry, it doesn't work. Now, within that opinion of Bein Tam, there's two opinions that are shining. Is the pshad is that she thinks it's worth more than what it really is, and that's our problem? Or the problem is she just doesn't know what it's worth?
If she knows it's really expensive, why does she have to know exactly the amount?
Because it doesn't have to, but if she right away assumes, wow, look at this diamond, it's such a big diamond, it must be $50,000. Turns out to be it's 30, then the whole condition is off, because she got married thinking... Exactly. So that's what the Bein Tam says. We don't give. We look at this part inside. Here, look at the Bein Tam. Oh, I'm at the Bein Tam. Right in the middle of the Taisa Hilchos Shiroi. You see it? Yeah. So it's the first line is Nachman. It's like right in the middle of this long Taisas. But I'm at the Bein Tam. The Oslash meaning the Davke Shiroi. Only Shiroi you don't need Shuma. The Fish Shemas and you do Ktsas. Women have a general idea of what it's worth. They in the Gilan Litas, but Kolkach. They don't make such big mistakes. Avoshard Vonin, Kilin, Avonin, Taisa Magoli, when it comes to precious stones and diamonds, Shiyesha Einam Tavis Elamaat, some of them are not such good quality. Vidigilim Litas, Bahar Biyasim Shavan, people get ripped off all the time. Best that I walk to any jewelry store, they'll always tell you the price is $60,000, but for you it's 30. And it's not 30 either, it's probably 10. But that's how they rip people off. What do you know? How does anybody know what jewelry really is worth? No one knows. You don't go there every day, and no two jewelries that look the same pieces. The problem is, says Rabbi Tam, not to get the wrong price, you'll always value it more than it's really worth. That's the problem. And it's nafkamin halacha if you learn Rabbi Tam because you think it's more than it's worth, or like the other shayim, you just don't know what it's worth. You need valuation. She's not reliable. That's why the meaning is today, use a ring. Now, throughout the whole Gemara Kedushin, what did we find? What did men marry women with? Money. everything was money. This is, where does they ring? In fact, the only case we'll have a ring is after your bays. But Avno Kuchla. Here, Taisa says, that's why we use a ring. Why we don't use money anymore is hard to understand, because money would have been the best thing. You see a $10 note, you know exactly what it is. It's a $10 note. Why even use a ring? So it's based, the Ramos says in Shulchan Aruch, it's based on a Zohar. It's all based on Kabbalah. That's why. The Ragaj wants to say that anything you give her, you can take back. But if you divorce, whatever you can take, it takes back. But a ring is like her tachshit, and her tachshit, she goes out of the marriage with it. So it's much more permanent, hers, than anything else. And that's it. Okay. Back to the Gemara. So the Gemara, right? Tell them what we learned. B'shtar, keitzar. How do you do a shtar? Kosov loya. Okay, shtar. Now, why don't we do a shtar today? Some people want to say you don't do a shtar today because it's very complicated. But that's not really true. It can't be. Oh, because you have to make sure you write. You have to write the right names, his name, her name, the city, get everything right. Like a get. Like a pollution, you have to have it right. Even though Rashi said before, all you have to do is write Hareat, Mukadesh's leave, but we want to, like Rabbi Yehuda says, we want to make sure everything is clear. But the reason why that's a Shvach HaTeretz is because we do Ksuv at the same time. Without Ksuv, you can't get married. And Ksuv is exactly like a get. If you get anything wrong in Ksuv, you're not allowed to be married. So therefore, the same person who writes Ksuv can write the Shtar as well. No big deal. Exactly. So I'm not even sure why. Maybe it's just, you know, it's a pain to get a cipher. This way, you know, you just give, why do you have to get a third party involved? I give you money, ring, whatever it is. Tell me what we learned. It's expensive because you got to hire a cipher.
Parchment. Yeah. Maybe there's a nice artwork, but a ring or money is.
Well, you'll see in a minute. You can write a clay. Bishtar, Ketzer, how do you write Shtar? I understand what you're saying. You write a piece of paper. Forget about the parchment, a piece of paper. Oila Cheres, a piece of clay. Afa Pisha Ein Bashova Bruta. It's valueless. And he writes that Bitcham, Kadeshli, your daughter is engaged to me. Bitcham, Kadeshli, your daughter is engaged to me. Betrothed to me. Bitcham, your daughter is my wife. Hare, Zu, Mukadesh. In all these cases, she is Mukadeshes. She's Mukadeshes. Okay, Rashi, we're talking about Rashi right in the middle of the page. Bitcha Mukadeshes li vehi b'shusaveh. She is the father. Lekatcha to Mekatcha. You're going to shalei bagra. She's under 12 and a half. Even a night, her father marries her off. Says Gemara, Maskel Rav Zeda. Back to the Gemara. Two lines above the wide lines. Maskel Rav Zeda by Mamma. Rav Zeda said, Mamma asked, Haloi dummy, I don't understand. Whenever we have a shtar, who usually writes the shtar? Usually, the seller, you're selling a property, who writes the shtar? Not the buyer of the property, the vendor prepares the sections or whatever it's called and gives it and he sells it. That's how it works. Here, the buyer is writing the shtar. The husband is writing the shtar to the wife. Where do you get such a precedent that the buyer is the one who writes the shtar? Kedusha is different than an ordinary shtar. The seller writes, the husband writes, so where do you have a precedent for this? Omar Rava says, you know how we know this? Nobody's asking, how do you know that the husband writes Bitcha Mukadeshli? Maybe it's the father of the girl that writes B.T. Mukadeshlach. It says, Hosa mi inyana dekra, vahocha mi inyana dekra. Look at the context, you can rightly tell who's writing the shtar. Hosa, when it comes to a sale of a property, ksiv, it says in the Pasik that if a person becomes poor and he unsold his property and then you want to redeem it back, it says the umochan, he sold it me'achuzase from his property. So we see who's the main person involved there? The seller. B'meiche tole rachmane, oh, has to do with the seller. Hach, when it comes to marriage, ksiv, it says ki yikach ish isha, so who's doing everything? The man. The Baal tole rachmane, that's why he writes it. Freddy Gemara, Hosam Nami, over there also we find Yimi was giving advice before they go to Golas that they should buy fields and they should write it on documents and store it because we're coming back. Hosam Nami, Ksiv, it says, Soda is by Kesef Yiknu, you should buy fields with money and write a shtar and hide it and so on and so forth. It says, clearly, who's Yimi talking to? Buyers. So what do you tell me? The Koch is highlighting the seller. We're hiring the buyer as well. So my answer is kribe yaknu. Don't say sod is by kesef yiknu, that the fields you should buy with money, but rather put a pasuk there. Kribe, you should read kribe yaknu. You should sell sod is by kesef yaknu. You should sell the fields and money with money. But no, we're talking again to the seller. My, someone asked, what are you talking about? My.
Don't be scared to spend money in the problem.
True. True. No, but here he's talking about a shtar, right? He says you should write a shtar and put and hide it. So he says the shtar part. is the Yaknu is on the Moichel. He has to write the Shtar. My time could be Yaknu. Why did you come and change the alter the reading of the Paz is Yiknu, right? The Ksiv is Yiknu. You tell me the Kri is Yaknu. Why did you change that? Because he had another Pasuk where it says, the main person involved in the transaction is the seller. So therefore, you went ahead and you distorted a word in the Tanakh to suit in, to fit in that Pasuk. If so, read it Kiyakach. It's Hainos Kiyakach Hishisha. Maybe it's Kiyakach Hishisha when you give to the person. Maybe it's the woman giving to the man, or the father of the woman giving to the man. Why would you change the reading over there? Because it says another pasuk as biti nasati liishazeh. The man when he says the woman is accused of being already a baula, and the father says biti nasati liishazeh. I gave my daughter to this man, and there we see it's the seller, the woman who gives him. So let's change kiyakach to kiyakach. Ella Marav says Rava. Hilchas ninu vas mechinu rabban nakroi. Rava says it's halacha. The way Rashi learns, it's halacha l'moshe mesinai. That when it comes to property, it's the seller that writes the shtar. When it comes to kedushin, this is where Pashup shot two things. And when it comes to kedushin, it's the husband who writes the shtar. Let's do Rashi. Rashi. Bitkum Kedashas leave, he bushes of Ilakachis. I get Lustaz of Indo, and all the Kai Gavna Havish, I know it's a valor star when the buyer writes it. My time could be Yaknum, she'll see if Mocha beat me. Kribe Kiyak, the name of Davi and I to come out, she's Makichal Abal, he's the one making it up for the husband, which will receive as beaten Sati. Hilchas and Nino Lamosha Messina, that's Rashi. Behesis. So Tate's already asked, if it's Allah Lamosha Messina that a man, you can write a star for Kedushin. Why did we learn before that? How do you know Kedushin works with a star? Because there's the yachts of a hoisa. It's a lochem of Sinai. What do you need a posse for? Even though sometimes we say that there is a posse for lochem of Sinai, but it says, why lochem of Sinai? So Tate wants to say that no. The lochem of Sinai is by star mecher, that it's the mecher who writes it. And then over here we read the Torah. It says Kiyikach. So we say it's the here we need the pasuk Kiyikach Yishisha Makish Yitzir the Havoya that a star works. Here we need the pasuk. Halacha is only regarding mecha. You ask me a question: how come a mecha is different? That's the halacha. But we're not distorting any psukim. Forget the psukim. We're not distorting anything. By kedusha says clearly the pasuk Kiyikach Yishisha. Read what it says. What does it say? The man takes. You can ask me a question. It says over there. So does by Kessi. We don't care what it says there, because that's halacha moshe sinai, that the man, the vendor, is the one who writes the shtar.
Why would you have only halacha moshe sinai?
You can't ask kasha.
No, because you've got other ifanim of kinyan. So one aspect of the
you can't ask such a question. That's what happened. Yeah. Moshe Rabbeinu said. Tracy Azokin comes with a whole other pshat. He said, you know what hilchas aninu is? He says over here, hilchas aninu means. Look at that page. I'll tell you what he says here. Never saw this before. He says hilchas aninu. I'll read it to you. It's another page. Kloimer shekach kiblu. This is what they accepted. Not Moshe Mesina. Pidush. Inyan kedush. Sorry. So he learns like Rashi. The Ran learns. You know what Hilchas Anina means? The Ran learns. Hilchas Anina means this is the minig hamokum. That by kedushin the man writes the shtar, and by mecher the behesis she writes the shtar. The vendor writes the shtar by mecher. Have you ever seen anything about Hilchas Aninu? Anyway, let's go back to the Gemara. Yibai say Mahasa now makes even Ekras. If I'm making says in another pasuk, it says I will take the sefer of the seller. Who is the seller? So we see clearly who writes the sefer, the seller. So we see from here that it says clearly that it's the vendor who writes the shtar.
When the Torah writes about if you want to buy back your field, you've got to give 2 years for the buyer. To
yeah.
And then you have to work out the how much you buy back for himself. So in other words, the giving back is the buyer wanting to.
The buyer wants to get his money. The vendor wants his field back. The vendor wants his field back. So pro rata, he has to allow within a minimum of 2 years, give the guy a chance, and then he takes it back. The Ran said this only works out according to Elazar, who says Edim Sidikasi. But according to Meir, holds that Edim Chesim, the Edim who signed, it has to be written properly on the paper. You can erase things that can't tell, or on clay, you can always erase and that can't tell, so you can't usually do it. Whether the father wrote it, Ben Adi asked whether she wrote it, Mikudesh, she is Mikudesh, Medaita, as long as the father gives an agreement. Ushle Bugger, she's under 12 and a half. What about over 12 and a half? Kosul law Alan Yorah, wrote on a paper and a clay, Afa Pisha and Bruta. Hare at Mikudesh, at least talking to the girl directly, you're engaged to me. Hare Adli Lintai, Hare Admiresli, Mikudesh is engaged, Ben Ayi Deavia. Even the father can do it, but it has to be with her agreement. She's over 12 and a half. Boy, Rav Shimon Lakish, now that we're comparing, a shtar by Kedushin to Gittin, what about, in every respect, what about a shtar Edison Shekosu Shaloy Lishma? When you wrote the Kedushin, you didn't have her name, you didn't write her name down. Or you didn't, you wrote it for another woman who has the exact same name as you. By Gittin, we learned already many times, of Chafei we had in Gittin, that you have to write it for the specific woman, because of law lishma. What about condition? Do we say the yatz of Haiz, the same thing applies or not? Shtad Eris and Shikosu Shalai lishma, Mao, what's it in? Havoyas li Yitzias Makshin, we compare Havoyas to Yitzias. Ma Yitzia be'inu lishma, just like Yitzia, you need lishma. Af havoya be'inu lishma, just like Yishtai, get, you need lishma. So to marry lishma, Idilma havoyas lahadodi makshinan. We compare all the methods of getting married to each other. One of the methods of getting married is money. When you minted the money, did you have the mind this woman? Of course not. You just gave it to her. So the same thing by Yishtai Kedushin, you don't have her in mind when you wrote it. As long as you wrote it in a kosher way. Ma havoya the kesef lo be'inu lishma. Even if you don't write the name of the woman, but you wrote the chatchila for a different woman, who cares? Basa the boy had by then resolved. Havoya liyitziyem makshin and amakrav yatzav haisa. Let's say they changed their mind afterwards. Does she need a get from this guy or not? If she wasn't married to him in the first place, no, she cannot marry Cain. If she say no to him, lady, you're got engaged, to too bad. You can need a get out. Changes everything.
Why can you write the to get married?
You need to know, we're saying it, you need to know which woman you marry before you write it. Yeah, because you learn like a get. We're comparing this to a get. However, when it comes to kesef, do we compare kesef where it's possible to a get? You know, the yotzev ha'isa, how far do we take is big machlekes. For example, machlekes ha'shayim. There's a din that by a get, we have, you cannot write get on a chuber if it's attached, you know, on a leaf that's growing, write it and then cut it off. Because it says, v'kasav v'nosan, and it has to be nothing, misha mechusa k'titza, been a sin is no good. In other words, it has to be right, and immediately you're able to give it. If you have to cut it, it's no good. What about when it comes to
You can cut it first.
Sorry?
You can cut it first, then write.
Of course, but if you didn't, you wrote. So what about by Kedushin? Can you give Kedushin a woman karka? If you gave a woman property and say you're married to me with property, we know all the cases we had in the Gemara are always money, portable items, dates, and whatever. If you get, you said, I'm giving you this property, and this, I'm giving you the house, and you Mekudesh me with the house, she Mekudesh or not. If you learn that the yotzav ha'isa, just like you go out, it can only be with metatlin, has to be detached. So two over here, and therefore she's not mekudesh to, even though the house might be worth $1 million. But if you hold that the yotzav ha'isa is only limited to shtar, all the dinim of a shtar kedushin, like it says right here, is exactly like a shtar gittin. But the other side of kedushin, like kesef, doesn't have to be a shtar. V'haraya, you don't need the shma. By kesef, it can't be, right? It wasn't minted for her name. So therefore, You could be mekadesh properly. So big machlekes shem how far we take this v'yotzev v'haisa. Back to Gemara Eitan, we learned kosvu lishma. You wrote the shtar lishma, but shalei medaita. When you wrote the shtar, you already knew you want to marry her. You wrote the shtar with her, but you didn't ask her yet. Rav, he said, so what's wrong with that? She's mekudesh. I'll be so nice. I'll actually tell you both reasons of the argument. I'll tell you their reason. It says the yotzav ha'isa. We compare shtar kedushin to shtar gittin. Makish havoya liyitzia. Ma yitzia. When it comes to a get lishma. When it comes to get, you have to have the right wife in mind. But also shalom b'dayt. You don't need her consent because you don't need her. You can give it to you unilaterally. So af havoya nami lishma shalom b'dayt. Now the aim of time. I'll tell you my reason why I believe that she has to be complicit. The yotzav ha'isa. Makish havoya liyitzia. We compare it here. My yitzia being a das makna, the seller, who's the one who writes the get? The husband who owns the wife, technically speaking. So the seller is the one who's writing the shtar. Over here also, who should be involved in the shtar? The seller. Even though we learned before, kiyiga chishisha, that the buyer is the one who writes the shtar, but the seller has to be also involved, like a get. Where's the seller over here? She's the seller. She's the one who's selling her.
Selling herself.
In the marriage. She's selling herself into the marriage. Right? She's getting into the marriage. She has to be involved. Mason has a question. In Koisvin study, Edison, so you don't write Shtad Edison, so you in Elamadash Neyen. It sounds like you need both of them involved. It sounds like clearly from here you need the woman involved. My love study Edison Unusuy Mamish. Talking about the start of an Edison Unusuy Mamish. And you need both. Who's both? The husband and the wife. So it's clear from here you need the wife to be involved in the Shtash. No, but she had to agree to the marriage before you can write it. Is a kasha under what do you call it? Under Rava Ravin that said that she is Mekudish. No, you know what? We're talking about study Edison. We're not talking about the actual contract for marriage. Study Psikta. We're talking about the Tanoim. When you get married, the two mechutanim, they sit down and they work out. So you're going to give a house, you're going to give clothes, you're going to give this, you're going to give a talus, all those things, Rav, Shammah, Shechaz, and all those things you're saying, you're writing the Tanoim. They work it all out. And the chiddushes we had in Ksuvis, and normally when we work things out, we have to make some opinion. Here, the fact that we, based on this, we decided our children to get married to each other, that's had hanoh, the nachas that we have, that our children getting married, is enough to commit us to this, to what do you call it, to the shtar. But you cannot write it down unless we tell you clearly to write it down. Sometimes we'd rather leave it balpeb because you cannot take from the kuchas and all that. So he said, no, when we negotiate, how much you can give him on behalf of your son? Kach v'kach. Lebitcha, how much you giving on behalf of your daughter? Kach v'kach. Omdu v'kichu, based on that, they decided to go ahead with the kedushin. Hein, hein, hadvodim ha'niknim ba'mida. These are the things that are well, they don't even know, they make a kinyan or chalipin garnished. It's a commitment because the kedushin itself makes a commitment. As Rashi says, this is Rashi here. Ba'amida, the first of the lines, Lazer, it's about 13 lines in the narrow lines. Ba'amira, beloy kinyan, you don't need a kinyan. Rashi says a big word, ba'amira. You don't need a kinyan. Shakidushin hengemar dava, the fact that our children got engaged, that is what makes it effective. About who we are now, that pleasure. The komis mechatni ahadodi, the pleasure that we're now mechutonim. Gomri umakni, that is based on that we commit ourselves to go ahead. Uva oisan hatnoim kaomar, and it's these tanoim that we say she edim ein rashoyin lichtav aleim shtar. Even though other people present, they're not allowed to write it down and make it turn it into a contract. Ela medaitim, unless the mechutonim expressly say write it down. Why? The nichalu, sometimes they're more pleased should hey milva peh. They'd rather it should be a milva peh, but like a milva bishtar, not a milva bishtar.
Talking about the financial
arrangement.
That's right.
We're talking about a bitcha. Usually, kedushin is the father has total control of the daughter.
Anaktana.
Today, people negotiate already, you know, what name are we going to name our grandchildren? They negotiate everything then. Not in our circles, but in other circles. Okay, we finished with Shtar, we finished with Kesef. Now tell me, how do you know Bia? Says the Gemara, Ube Bia, the third method of getting married is the Bia. Tell me, Menolon, how do you know that Bia works? Amar Abavu, Amar Ab Yechanan, the Amar Kro, it says in Posik that if a man had an affair with a woman who was a married woman, and how does the Torah describe the Posik and Mesigam Shnei, they both get killed, how do you describe a married woman? Abu'ulas Baal mean that she had relations already with a husband. So it sounds like, Meir, what made this man her husband? Bi'ila, Bia. So that's how we know. That's what Rabbi Yechanan said. That's how we know that Bi'ila worked.
If you were to say that
Bi'ila
doesn't work, Nesuya
Leish. All over the Taita we have Nesuya. So Taita is giving you over here a description how she became married. Okay. So we're talking about now kedushin. The bia affects kedushin, right? Kesef, shtar. We're not talking about nesuyin. We're talking about engaged. Says the Gemara, Amle Rab Zeir Rab Avu. I don't understand. Rab Zeir says Rab Avu. I don't understand. And Rab Avu, you're the one who said Nei Rab Yechanan. I'll ask a question. But Amri La Avu Zeir Shlaki said directly to Rab Yechanan. And Kuurazu is it me? Is by you that Shoshana Rebbe? Rebbe learned outright in the pasuk. Ubala. It says Kiyika Chishisha. A man takes a woman. Then it says Ubala, which is beer. Melamet Shenigs of beer. Klar in pasuk. That kedusha is beer. So what do you bring up a zaiti gazach or beulas ball? So answering more said Rabbi Yechanan answered. Rabbi who answered? Ima hasam. If we only had the pasuk kiyikach. Now remember, we learned kiyikach means kesef, right? En kichel kesef. So kiyikach ish. This you know how we read the pasuk. Kiyikach ish isha. If you gave kesef ubala and you did beer, and you need two components to make kedushin. You think you need kesef and beer to make kedushin, but that's not true. So therefore, we have this other pasuk beulas bal, where the Torah limits only to one method of getting engaged, beer. Then we go back to this pasuk and says, so when it says kiyikach chishisha, obviously kesef also works on its own. Because if you need still beer, then what do you need kesef at all for? But beulas bal, we know that beer alone works. Must be kesef works. Aye, why does the Torah say a bala? We'll see more later what we learn from a bala. Says the Gemara, Ima hasam habmi. I would have thought ad the mekadesh v'had the boy. You got to do both money and bila. Kamashlan, that one is enough. Maskevah Rab Abba Mamal. Rab Abba Mamal asked a brilliant question. If you're going to tell me that, how can you tell me that you would have thought that a tater means you need both kesef and beer? If every girl that got engaged had beer, what does that make the girl no longer a psula? Because every girl is no longer a psula, which will be a problem with the Kohen Gadol, but that's not the issue we're going to talk about here. So how the din is that the Naida Hamuras, a girl that's engaged, and if a man rapes her, right, he gets killed, or he have a fit, whatever it is, the guy gets skila. L'cheira, that didn't only apply to she's a psula. But every night amorosa is a bula. Because you're telling me that every night amorosa, every girl that gets engaged needs yikach and needs beer. So every girl who ever got engaged is already a bula. That's a question. How can you even have a havam in it that ki yikach ishisha bula means you need both? Kicha and beer that renders her a bula. So you'll never have a case of an item and also with the punishment the Torah says. So come to Rabbi Mom and says, I don't understand. He says, Imkein Naida Murasa, the Amar Achmana. The Torah says, A Naida Murasa gets skila. Tell me. Hey, Chimishkachla, it's impossible ever to be. Why not? Because Ida Agdish, because he gave her Kedushin Vahadabal, and he followed your method that what we would have thought you need Bila as well. Bula! She's a Rei Bula. And Ida Agdish for Leibal, you only gave her money, and you didn't do the Bila. According to you, Lav Kluma, nothing happened. Without the other Pasuk Bula's ball, we would have thought you need Kikhisha Ubal, you need both. Amru Rabban Kameda Baya. So this is that. Hey, remain with the question. Come generation later. That Rabbanan sitting with Abaye having this discussion, they say, "No, I'll give you a hechitimtza. Why can't Abavu be right? We would have thought you need both kesef and beer. Are you going to tell me how can you ever have a night hamurasa? How can you ever have a girl a night hamurasa that a girl and still be a bull? I'll tell you how. A psula that the beer you had was shaloi kedarka. You didn't have the beer the normal way. You can have beer. There's another way of having beer where you don't turn her into a bull." Says the Gemara, Amru Ban Kamebaya Mishkachla. We could find it. Kegoin Sheba Aleh Aru Shalai Kedaka. He didn't have the conventional way. It's still beer, but she's still psula. So therefore, you can have both. So when the Torah says no. Only in that case where did she? How did she get married? Bula's ball. We don't need bula's ball. How did she get married to husband through a beer Shalai Kedaka? Amale Abaye the Baye. At kan le pligi rebi rabbanon ela ba'achem. Oh, so Abai says no. When do Rebbe Rabban argue, which will soon see about beer shalai kedarka, whether it's beer or not, ela ba'achem, if a stranger comes along and rapes a woman or a psula and turns it into a ba'ula, but he didn't like kedarka, according to Rabbanon, every single person is still involved with a girl who's a psula, and according to Rebbe, only the first one, the rest is, so you have machlekes, if like kedarka turns into a psula ba'ula. Ava Baal, the husband himself, even shalai kedarka, if it's the husband and it's loving, it turns her into a ba'ula. In other words, it's impossible for if the husband had to have bee, I don't care what kind of bee he had with her, she's no longer a psula. So it goes back to the question, how can you ever have a case of a girl who's engaged and still be a psula? In other words, it can't be that we had that goes back to the original question, why do you need bula's ball when you have a ball? Good question. Mahi, what's this Rebbe Rabbanan you just brought down? The Tanya learned, Bawala Yonoshim, 10 people came and raped her by dying, Ipsula, and there's still a Psula, and she's a married woman, whatever, she's, they raped her, Kulam Biskila, they all get Skila, they all get Skila. Talking about like, they raped a girl who was engaged, what happens to them? They all get Skila. Or not even raped, consensual, with a Psula, a girl who's engaged. So they all get skila. So every one of them, because each one, she's still a virgin. Rebbe Yemen, no. Eimer Ani, I say, Harishim b'skila. But the Kula b'chen, the rest of the chenik. So the machlek is whether Shloikidaka makes her a ba'ul or not. Amrav Nachman, b'ra Yitzchach. So I'll still give you another example. You want to know how it's possible for a girl to be engaged, and yet. Okay, the Torah says that if you get married with money, you need bila as well. But shtar is much more efficacious, and by shtar, if you gave her a shtar, you don't need bila, because ki yikach and bila is only yikach. Kikach, where do bila and shtar from? The yatzav ha'isa. So therefore, hoyil the geimer umaiti geimer machnis. Just like shtar is effective on its own to end the marriage, so a shtar is effective on its own to start a marriage. That's how you can have a girl a moiras engaged and yet still be a psulim. So therefore, that's why Rabbi Yechonah says that we need bula's ball, because from Rebbe we would have thought you need tzai kesef and tzai bia. So that's why I tell you bula's ball, that a bia alone makes her marriage. Sorry? Shtar only does Kedushin. Kedushin. Needs Chuppah is Knusuyin. Says him, right, Rabbi Yechon, how you bala my Ovidle? According to Rabbi Yechon, he learns the bula's ball when the Tedis is a kikachi hisha. Ubala. What does he do with the word bala? It doesn't mean for beer. Say, my home bala, we need a bala means beer, but you know what I need it for? Not to tell you that you have to do beer. You don't have to be a money alone works. And beer alone works. But tell you, bala, zui nikibi. Only marriage beer is effective on its own. There ain't amivri can be here, but if you want to buy an amivri, you can't buy her by having beer with her. I mean, I would have thought that amivri could taste it. Kavuchay me yivama yivama ma yivama she ain't niknis be kesef niknis beer for yivama that it cannot be bought with kesef can be bought with beer zush and niknis be kesef on amivri that could be bought with money ain't a din she beer she may also be able to get married bought through beer. So we ask, how can you even think so? No, we would have thought that a amivri could be bought through beer. So Taylor says, only in the case of a married woman does beer work. Mal, Yivam, how can you even think so? Yivam, Bashke, Kuga, Medda, they already have a connection between the two. That's why beer is effective. What about Amma? Nay, Salkit, that I mean, I would have thought, Hoyu, the Kosov, it says, Ima Cherezikachloi, that if the son of the owner of the amivri marries the girl, then he wants to marry another girl, he has to make sure that he still does not diminish of his responsibilities. So we learn from there that we compare an amivri to a married woman, and by a married woman, beer is effective. We would have thought, amivri also, you can buy it through beer. Hekisha Kosov Lacheres. I said, Ma Acheres Mekanye Bebeer, an ordinary woman, you can Mekanye Bebeer. Amivri Mekanye Bebeer. Kmashla, no. But Rebbe, high svarim and all. Rebbe holds Ubala, teaches you bechlau that a woman can be married to Rebbe. How does he know also to learn the second Rasha that does not work by Amavriya? Rebbe, high svarim and all. In pain, if so, licht of Rachmana Ubaal. And he has be, my Ubala has be with her, as if it's limiting her and not somebody else. I'm not tired to learn two things. First of all, Bia works, and also it only works with her, not by Amma. Ula Rava, the Amma once said, Barahina Asbli, Barahina once explained to me why if you give Kedushin to two sisters, neither of them is Mekudesh. Why? Because it says, Kiyikach Ish Isha. I learned, why is a Bala? Money alone is effective, and I know Bia works from the Ula's Bala. It says the Pasuk Ubala to tell you when does Kedushin work if you're able to have Bia with her. But if you cannot have Bia, because when you give to two girls, we don't know which is the one that's Mekudesh to you, and each one might be Achois Kedushasai. So you cannot have Bia with either sister. So then, Kedushin HaMesudin LeBia Kedushin. Kedushin She A new halacha from there. How do you learn so many things from one word? How does he learn three things? According to Rebbe, that Bia works. According to Rabbi Yechonah, that Amavri does not work. Or Rebbe and Rabbi Yechonah both agree. And now he's learning a third thing, that Kedushin that is not Masal Bia is not effective. You don't need to do both. My Ubala and Shema Menah Kulu. You learn all the things. Ubala means also, and they have to be able to have Bia. But if it's not Kedushim, so the Bia is no good. The Rebbe, according to Rebbe, Hai Bula's Bama, the Rebbe learns Bia from Kikachisha. Why did the Torah describe that married woman as a Bula's Bal? What does he do with that? Because other ways the Torah could have used to describe her, and that she's engaged. Hai Meboyele, could you say Arusa? Hai Meboyele, Baal Oisa Bula Shaloi Kedaka, that only a husband according to Rebbe, only a husband can turn her into a bula. But ein achar oisa bula shalakidaka, that only a husband can turn her into a bula, but anybody else does not turn her into a bula. Now, we just learned a minute ago that Rebbe said if 10 people had an affair with her, that only the first one is chayiv, even though shalakidaka, the rest are apotes. So Rebbe holds clearly that shalakidaka does hold them shalakidaka, does turn her into a bula. What do you mean only the husband? Rebbe hold that only the husband, like a doctor, turns her into a bula. But Tanya, we learned, Bo will let you know, if 10 people had a consensual relationship with her while she was engaged, and she's still psula because they did like a doctor, kula miskila. Rebbe Yomer, what? That they're all chenik, in other words, that she's a bula. So you're telling me, Rebbe holds Bula's Baltei, that only the husband, like a doctor, turns her into Bula. Rebbe holds clearly that even strangers turn into Bula. Amar Abzer, if there is a chila between someone who has consensual, where they get killed, or with if she's a single girl, not married, and you pay a knas if you rape a girl who's a single girl, and if 10 people rape a single girl, Rebbe's maided that, if it's like a doctor, each one of them raped a virgin girl, each one has to pay the knas. But only the husband turns her into Bula. And Meide Rebbe Linya Knas, the Kulu Mashama, they all pay. Maishna Miktala. Why, when it comes to killing Rebbe, holds that as soon as one person should have been like a darka, she's a bula? Why, when it comes to Knas, do we say that if it's like a darka, she's still treated as a psula all the way through? Shiny Hassan is different. Amakra says in the Pasik that if they had, if they raped a girl, if they raped a girl, it was a Naida Murasa. Then the man gets killed. It says, "Meis ha'ish asher shachav ima levadoi." Only him. What do you mean, only him? Of course, the girl doesn't get killed. She was a victim. What do you mean, levadoi and him? And what? That only the first person. That only the first person who had biyish lekedak is the one who gets killed. The rest, she's already a bu'ula. She's no longer a psula. So we know when it comes to killing, even Rebbe's murder that the like a darker turns into bula. But when it comes to kanas, we don't have a posse for that. Then every single person is like a darker, she's still a psula. But Rabbanon will hold that she's always considered a psula. High, that even 10 people raped her. Every one of them will get killed. She's a psula. High levade ma'avile. What do they do with levade? Meboilu, you know what they need a levade? Look at a Tanya to teach you the other chiddush. Umesu gam shneim. What happens if he's an adult and she's an aktana and he rapes her? She's engaged. So it says. So one day it says umesu gam shneim. The only time that the rapist gets killed is if she's old enough that if she was consensual, whatever it is, and she was engaged, that they both get killed. They both should be adults. Divrei Rabbi Isha. Rabbi Yain says umesu ish asher shochu ima levadoi. That even if he's the only one who'll get punished because she, not only because she's a victim, but because she's underage, doesn't matter, he gets killed. So that's what the Chacham do, the word Levadoi. But Rabbi Yechanan, since he uses Bula's ball, teacher Rabbi Bechal works, Hai Svarim and Ale, how do you know the Svarim? That the husband, even if it's like a daka, turns her into a Bula, Bula's ball, which means the husband turns into a Bula, you say you need to teach Bechal, be it works. The bu'ula of the man. My bu'ula's ball. Shema menotati. Teaches you two things.